Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Harley with me now. How are you, Gaz?
Pretty good, mate. Good day. Terrific meeting. Very strong. Perfect weather. Nice drop of rain through the week.
Now, number one, Crackneck, 14. Two, Spring Creek Stars, 750. Three, Lucky Mission, 240. Four, Trumbull is 440. Five, Emperor Harada, 31. Six, Cartel, 440. Seven, Lord Heron, 650. And eight, Shark Alley, 23. 240 favourite, three, Lucky Mission.
I think he'll win. He's had three starts for a win and two placing. Chris Lees has got him. His win was at Newcastle, and he bolted in that day back in November. The two placing to Gosford, he never handled the Gosford track. He didn't like that home turn there. But here on the big track with a long run home, after a couple of good trials, particularly the last one, he got beat seven lengths, but Jonker won the trial, and he was under a hold all the way. Abdullah rides him. I think he'll win. Trumbull trialing well, scratched somewhere recently because of it. Might have been the wet track, I'm not sure. He may have been even in at Gosford on Saturday, last Saturday, but he'll run well. He's got ability. Six, Cartel, formerly with Richard Friedman, goes well at Newcastle. Now with Wayne Wilkes, bolted in with something in hand up on the mid-north coast first up. And number two, Spring Creek Star, likes the track. Three, four, six and two.
All right, we go to the next event, which is race two. Now, one, Miss Quality is 852, Hibiscus Lady, 330. Three, Mighty Marmalade, 7, 4, Cuban Sizzle, 15, 5, Bidden Bear, 17, 6, Doro Rain, 360, 7, Grand Bouquet, 21, 8, Dan Currie, 399, Big Legged Woman, 151, 10, Brook, 151, favourite, 330, 2, Hibiscus Lady.
She's very smart, Sean. She's bolted in the last two at Gosford and at Newcastle. They've only been over the short courses, 1,000 and 900, but she really hit the line good at the end of the 900 here the other day. Gives the impression she'd run the 1,200 in a terrific stable with Ronnie Quinn. And young Raymond Griffiths was given his chance on her here the other day, and he claims two, and he did nothing wrong. She was caught a little wide, but that was because of the barrier. But she wanted to run out a bit in the straight. She was very green, but she ran right away at the finish. So Ronnie's kept the boy on it today, which brings her in with 56.5. The barrier's good and she's a leader. She goes forward. She's got a ton of speed. Mighty Marmalade, will like the big track. Can be a bit tardy at the start, but it's run a string of seconds, mostly on the tight tracks at Gosford and Wyong. Much better suited here at Newcastle. Six Doro Reigns, trial really good for Bjorn Baker. Timmy Clark, the ride, got speed. And number one, Miss Quaintly. A Queenslander, first run for Chris Lees. Had a couple of trials, never let go in the last trial. I'd keep a watch on it with Abdullah riding. Two the best of the day to beat 3, 6 and 1.
Third event, a maiden, one out, two Classic Warrior, 101, three Corporal, 950, four Full Recognition, 160, five Hashtag Viking, 23, six Royal Captain, 7, seven Bride of Vengeance, 5, 8 out, 9 November Morning, 23, 10 Tippler, 10, 11 Unlock the Rock, 41. $1.60 favourite, four Full Recognition.
Looks a good thing, mate. Full Recognition. Short odds, but it's two runs. Mark Noonan's got it. Ran third on the Kenzo first up, beating about 3.8, the Classique Legend, and you know the big boom they got on that horse,
yeah.
Those Bridges. Then I went to Warwick Farm and started odds on, or started $2, and got me two lengths by Green Eel. Was running second, then outside the leader straightening, kept coming, wanted to lay in a bit. You could say that most people thought it would go a lot better. But here in maiden class today on the big track, an extra 100 metres, I think it'll get the money. Full Recognition to win for Guri and Mark Newman. Newman, Tommy Berry to ride. A number six Royal Captain. Doesn't go too bad on the track. Gerald's got it. Only run fourth here the other day behind Mustafa. But it was three wide outside the leader on the turn. Won the race a bit keen early in the race. Did run a good second here prior to that first up. Thought it was probably second pick. Number three, Corporal, a first starter of the Hawks family that's trialled okay. And number 10, best of the others, Tippler. Run four thirds from its only four starts. First up today, Jason Collett and Chris Lees. 4, 6, 3 and 10.
Race 4, 1 Falana, $3. 2 Nishmiya is 7. Number 3, Back in Black, 15. 4 out. 5 Kirkcaldy, 26. 6 Cadence, 10. 7 Heaven's Dream, 15. 8 Knight's Knight, or King's Knight rather, 41. Number 9, Mimi, 380. 10 Missy Zippy, 41. 11 Professor Marvel, 23. 12 Sagacious Savant, 101. 13 So Very Vain, $5. 3 even favourite, 1 Falana.
He's ready to win, Falana. Well, she is. 4-year-old mare by Fierro, thrown by the Snowden. So 2 runs back from his break, runs second at Hawkesbury last start. Now, got beat 6 lengths, but Sister Sledge, it's a group horse, Sister Sledge. It won the race and bolted in that day. It was 3 or 4 to 1 on the winner. But this horse, I thought, was game. 3 wide, no cover, midfield during the run. Was outclassed by the winner, but still went good enough to win this race. Form last time in OK. One on top for Lana. Number 9, second pick, Mimi. This was in 3 races, I think. It was emergency in 1 and also in 2 others today. But this is the one that James is running in with Mimi. She's a got blinkers today. And she run 4th. First up recently at Wild. Just tired a bit late. But she's definitely got a chance in this race here today. Number 13, So Very Vain's had 2 runs back, run second first up. Bit disappointing the other day, but goes okay for this class. And number 2, Nishmiya, another one of Snowden's. Ren, 7th at Hawkesbury first up, but it only could be 2.3 and was way back. It hung in the home straight. I thought it ran on pretty good. 1-9, 13 and 2.
All right, the 2-year-old race 5, 1 Bullet Fly, 2 even. Number 2, Chabrol, 750, 3 out, 4 Extraordinary, 17. 5 Lucky Imperator, 34. 6 Montez, 71. 7 Navy Cross, 10. Number 8, Persan, 12. 9 Significance, 8. 10 out, 11 The Snooper Star, 6. 12 Amazing Peace, 61. 13 Amito, 12. 14 She's Bionic, 34. Favourite, $2, number 1 Bullet Fly.
It'd be hard to beat, but I'm having a throw at the stumps here with the $1 million cult, Significance. By Frankel, the great Frankel, trained by John O'Shea for Gnomeland. I love the last trial at Randwick. In the straight, she was back in the field. He was with Catch Me, who's running in the slipper. And they made their runs pretty well together. Catch Me won the trial by about half a length and went pretty good, of course. And this horse's trial, I thought, was excellent. Got to the outside at the 600 for James McDonald, and he revved it up, and it hit the line really hard. Sam Cleverton's riding today from a good barrier. $8, I'd be backing it each way for sure. I reckon the big track will suit, and it'll be running on. 1 Bullet Fly, I was on it here the other day, but it ran second. It had every possible hope. Got beat 2 lengths by 1 of Gerald's Fortress Command. That was at Newcastle. Run third at Warwick Farm behind Deep Chill. On Boo, only beaten a length and a quarter. Showed good speed the other day, was outside the leader straightening. As I said, it had every hope. But there's a lot of market confidence about it today. It's got a good barrier. Chabrol, which won for Jean Dubois. Tell you what, its run at Rosehill on Boo wasn't bad. Got beat nearly 6 lengths, but slow out. Race too keen. Blundered at the 900. Only got clear at the 200. I reckon it'll run a race here back to Provincial. And number 11, the Superstar. Oh, gee, this trial good too for Ronnie Quinn. 9-1, 2-11.
And Jean Dubois has a terrific strike rate too, Gary.
I hope he has. He's a very good trainer.
Mm. Now the 6th, 1 Alba Wing, $6. 2 County Tipperary, 34. 3 JOK, 34. 4 Pretorius, 13. 5 Tabaconic is 360. 6 Tough Case, 34. 7 Azumi, 81. 8 out. 9 Spanish Rain, 18. 10 Emerald Earth, $5.50. 11 Just Thinking, 280. Number 12 Teenage Tale is 51. 13 Mabisi, 19. 14 Stella Maris, 31. 15 out. 280 favourite, 11 Just Thinking.
Well, if what I hear on television last night's right, this has been a massive go. I like Just Thinking. I put it on top after I saw the trial, but I heard last night they bet $7 or $8 into 280 now this morning. This is the brother to Thinking Big, who I think's gone to Hong Kong. Gay and Adrian had it as well. Timmy Clark trialled this the other day. He's never had a start. I say you think He shared the lead in the trial. He kicked at 100. He had something in reserve, I think, at the finish. And he'll improve off that trial. I think he's pretty smart. We've got a lot of first starters here. He's one of them. And the American-bred Tapaconic by Tappet, trained by the Hawks family. By gee, this was a good trial. You might ask John about this this morning. He won a trial by 8 or 9 lengths at Rosehill, 1st of March. And the other day at Wyong, he got back and, oh, gee, got home good. He only just got beat in the trial down the short straight there. That trial was enormous. He's got a huge hope here. Number one, Alva Wing for Chris Lees, another first starter. Trial was okay. The jockey never moved on it. And number four, best of the others, Pretorius for James Cummings. 11-5, 1-4.
Seventh, the class one, one Mangione, is 7.50, 2 Super Bowl Sunday, 2.30, 3 head up high, 10, 4 Sir Harry, 16, 5 Live the Moment, 4.80, 6 out, 7 Molten Rock, $8. 8 La Triola, 151, 9 Western Folk, 10, 10 is out, 11 Soldier of Love, 16, 12 Osbred Diamond, 61, 13 Daystar, 31, 14 Witty Woman, 81, 2.30 favourite, 2 Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I've had a go at a couple at $8 or $9 here today. This is the second one. Mangione for Chris Waller and Glenn Schofield. If he goes back to his form the last grip, he'll beat these. He won a race at Canterbury. He made him there over the 1900 in October. Then he went to Randwick and only got beat a length for Eula Saba. First up, he didn't do much here. Second up at Kembla, he got back the last, made up a ton of ground. Blake Shin rode him up along the rail at the end of the mile. Now today, here on the big track over the mile, I think he's very, very well suited. In fact, I liked him at Gosford Saturday. He was going to 2100 on Saturday when they were washed out. Each way at the good odds. Super Bowl Sunday's all the rage. It's the biggest tip of the day. Everyone you listen to wants to tip it. Mark Unum's got it. Won well over the 1400 at Kembla. I made it one of me take twos. Horse to follow after it, slashing third at Wyong on debut back at the end of January. He goes pretty good. Got a wide alley, but it's a big track, as you know. Live the Moment. Joe Pride, nice win at Hawkesbury last start. And number 7, Molten Rock. 1-2-5-7.
The 8th, the Provincial Championships qualifier. 1 Charmers, 34. 2 Bangkok, 10. 3 Ellis Encore, 19. 4 Clear the Beach, 31. 5 Americana Magic, 750. 6 Dissolution, 16. 7 Fortification, 14. 8 Invincible Gangster is 10. 9 Golden Tycoon, 5. 10, 11 out. 12 is Canavu, 11. 13 Evelina, 3 even. 14 Happy Mo, 17. 15 Stock Up, 34. 16 Grand Exit, 71. 17 out. 3 even favourite, 13 Evelina.
Yeah, I think you'll beat them. 54 kilos on a back. Digger McClellan got a great opportunity here for Chris Lees. Terrific win on the Kensday the other day. He got held up at the top of the straight, Robbie Dolan rode her. And when she got the split inside the 300, he hit the line hard to win. This is a filly who got beat a long head in a black tight race in October in the Reginald Allen. I like it easy, who goes really good. He beat Sigalis one day at Wyong and beat it well. He's pretty smart. I'm invincible. I think she'll win. He's got the blows a bit since it was announced. Golden Tycoon suffered a laceration yesterday. He's out to $5 now. Tell you what, he's a very, very smart horse. And the good four will suit him. He wouldn't be running if there was any problem. But he's got a bad alley. Sean Geimer rides him. He'll need to produce a big ride here. And he's a horse that was placed, only beaten, what was it, half a length or so in the Rosebud. Pretty good. First up, he may have needed to run. Others are saying he didn't handle the soft track when he ran third in town or fourth in town. But I'm assured by Greg McFarlane that he's improved greatly and he's spot on. Number 5, Americana Magic's got a big oath. It could lead and be very hard to run down. Underrated horse. Won a trial by 10 lengths the other day. And number 2, Bangkok. He's won 5 out of his last 6. You can only go one better. 13, 9, 5 and 2.
Final event, race 9, 1 Red Current, 310, 2 Cascata Rossa, 21, 3 Grand Soleil, 51, 4 Madison Avenue, 11, 5 Holy Rain, 12, 6 Burbank, 26, 7 Fast Train, 41, 8 Speed Hero, 16, 9 Sunreal, 12, 10 Red Miko, 850, 11 Out, 12 Galway Girl, 320, 13 Good Excuse, 26, 14 Smith, 26, 15 Del Shoesy, 51. Favourite, 310, number 1 Red Current.
Well, this is the third of my roughies. Holy Rain, $12. Forget it ever went round at Wyong. It was never, ever comfortable on that tight-turning track. The day he won at Newcastle, he won by a length and a half. He could have won by three. He gets to the front, has a bit of a think about it, the jockeys tell me. He won two on the trot at Kembla and Newcastle on the big tracks before the failure at Wyong. Got a bad alley, and he has got Collett, who's in great form. And at each way at $12, I reckon he's got a big oat. Number 12, Galway Girl, well, she will be hard to beat. First up runner, Kembla, was good. Got held up early straight, hit the line well. She's raced very well on this track before. Doesn't know how to run a bad race. Another one drawn bad. Tim Clark's aboard. She may go forward here. Number 1, Red Current. Got a ton of ability. 62 kilos less, 1.5. The Warwick Farm run was good. I think it beat two lengths first up. Good city form last time in. And number 9, Sunreal. To get the run at Wyong, it didn't like Wyong either. Big track here, it'll be running on. 5, 12, 1 and 9. Hibiscus Lady, mate. Best bet of the day in race 2 at around about $3.50.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you at the late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, great day, mate. Terrific program and the track sensational.